Nolte, Elites Kill Deplorables in New Horror Film The Hunt. By John Nolte on August 7, 2019. The Hunt is about a group of left-wing elites who hunt deplorables. And is scheduled to open everywhere September 27. More from the far-left Hollywood Reporter. Did anyone see what our rat fucker in chief just did? One character asks early in the screenplay for The Hunt. A Universal Pictures thriller set to open September 27. Another responds, at least The Hunt's coming up. Nothing better than going out to the manor and slaughtering a dozen deplorables. In the aftermath of mass shootings within days of one another that shocked and traumatized the nation, Universal is reevaluating its strategy for the certain-to-be-controversial satire. The violent, R-rated film from producer Jason Blum's Blumhouse follows a dozen MAGA types who wake up in a clearing and realize they are being stalked for sport by elite liberals. The script for The Hunt features the Red State characters wearing trucker hats and cowboy shirts, with one bragging about owning seven guns because it's his constitutional right. The Blue State characters, some equally adept with firearms, explain that they picked their targets because they expressed anti-choice positions or used the N-word on Twitter. War is war, says one character after shoving a stiletto heel through the eye of a denim-clad hillbilly. Here's a look at the trailer, which makes it look like a spin-off from the Purge movie series. Both are produced by Blumhouse and distributed by Universal. The Hunt is making news because all too often America is a stupid country that believes it's actually wise to give mass killers the success they so desire in causing disruption and chaos. So ESPN pulled an ad for The Hunt and other outlets are considering doing the same. There is even talk the movie could be postponed. The Hunt looks to me like it could be a lot of fun. Because everyone is so eager to be offended these days, a little intelligent satire would be refreshing. As long as me and mine are not singled out for the satire, I don't mind being poked fun at. But that's the difference between satire and bigotry. If both sides take the shots, it's satire. If only one side does, it's bigotry. At first glance, the movie looks like murder porn for leftists. Wish fulfillment when it comes to killing we deplorables. The trailer, though, actually makes it look as though the deplorables are the hero's victims, though I'm sure it will be a bit more complicated than that. There is a long history of movies like this, where people are hunted by the wealthy for sport. Hard Target, 1993, is one of Jean-Claude Van Damme's better entries that looks at class distinctions. Other favorites include Judgment Night, 1993, Surviving the Game, 1994, The Naked Prey, 1965, and the granddaddy of them all, The Most Dangerous Game, 1932. This is a perfectly acceptable genre and an entertaining one, and terrorists should not be in charge of America's entertainment programming. Personally, I can't wait to see The Hunt. Let's just hope Universal and the fascist entertainment media don't give the El Paso terrorist one more notch on his gun, one more victory, by deep-sixing it. Hey, I got a movie canceled. Is the kind of win these freaks looks for. And hey, I could get a movie canceled. Is exactly the kind of motivation and incentive the next mass shooter is looking for. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.